welcome. This is the Erica Glessing Show, and you are joining me live today for 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is a lightworker, entrepreneur, access consciousness facilitator. She's a talk to the entities facilitator. She's an acupuncturist, a performer, an author, and she's so much fun to be around. So welcome, Monica Mata-Gilliam.
Hi. Hello, Erica.
We've been having so much fun saying hello. We almost forgot to record this. And we thought, maybe the podcast interview would like to be recorded, right? Well, I think we should just talk about conception.
Sounds good.
So what? Tell me the thing about conception. What are some of the misconceptions about conception?
Some of the misconceptions about conception. I love that. That it's difficult, that it requires effort. How I like to look at conception is that it's an invitation. And then once you are inspired to invite, then you get to ask a whole bunch of questions. And so the invitation, it can be to so much more than you might expect. So a lot of the time when people think about conception, they go right to thinking about a baby, a human baby, or an animal baby. But there's also the conception of a business, or a book, or a song, or even an idea. And these little spaces of conception are occurring all the time. And we get to be a huge part of this collaboration that is conception.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that was when I took your class. I was really surprised of the amounts of things you could sort of heal by looking at the concept of conception. I was really interested in that. It was so curious to me. I got downloads of things, and I'm pretty much done having babies, I think. My body's pretty much done with that. So I sat in your class, and it was so fascinating to me. What do you think, like, about what's one of the surprises too, like not misconception, but what's something that surprised you about learning about it?
Well, what has surprised me has been how available all sorts of energies are to come into whatever you're calling on. So even when I started to work with somebody on creating a class, we were in the conception point of a class. And we had all of these ideas of what we thought might be a good class. And then we stopped and we said, okay, wait a minute. What is possible? Like, what classes would like to play with us? And then we just asked to be aware, to have those classes step forward. And then we listened, and where we went was so different than where we had been heading with, it's funny, where we had been heading with our heads, where our minds had been.
Oh my goodness, right? Oh my goodness, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I was kind of studying recently was the box of being that has all of our judgments and conclusions and decisions, and how that will guide us if we let it. Like, if we don't change how we do things, the box just basically tells us how to stay the same, more or less, and that's its job. And so I was at the nursery yesterday looking for flowers, and I went, okay, I keep thinking I want geraniums because I know I can't kill them, basically. And I said, instead, plants, which plants would like my yard? And I said, plants, which plants would make me feel luxurious when I look at you? And I just started asking different questions. And it was such, I left with the most interesting mix of plants.
It's so cool because what you're saying, like right there, that was the conception of a garden.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you could go and write out a list of, you know, all of the geraniums that you would get. And that would be the conception of one kind of garden.
Right, right, right.
And it comes from, you know, your past. Well, I haven't killed geraniums yet.
Exactly. You know? That's not for guiding a garden.
and it's like, it's fine. It's totally, you're allowed to do that. But then how cool that, like, you went in and you said, well, wait a minute, plants. And you invited the plants into the conception.
Right.
And you asked. And then you were led to something unexpected.
Yeah, I found these really pretty little purple flowers. I don't even know their name, but I tell you what, when I saw them, I went, I felt so good. They were this deep purple, some kind of pansy. I don't know exactly what they are. Again, I'm sure it's in a long name sticking on the, you know, plant thing. So, but it was so interesting because I really said, you know what? I'm not going to just do exactly what I thought. I'm going to just let, because that was what I was tuning into, which I think you're really describing well when you talk about building the class. How does this, this is going to sound strange, but what is like the practical then thing that shows up? So tell us about a class you're building then. Go ahead and tell us about a class you're building. I happen to have inside information on this too.
Well, I have a class that's coming up next weekend, next Saturday. And it's part of a larger body of work, and it's called Coming Into the World. And it really is, it has been changing my life, looking at this idea of, or this, the possibilities of bringing something into the world, whether it is a class or a baby or whatever. All of the things that go into being present with it and asking for greater possibilities than you might imagine. So what I've been doing is with this particular class, a while ago, somebody asked me a simple question, like, what is exciting you recently? And I really sat down and I realized that it's this idea of being present with things as they arrive. And what do I know about that? And what are the ways that I can facilitate a space for the things that are arriving, or the people that are arriving, or the beings that are arriving, to be what they can be, rather than trying to put them in a box. So even with this class, as I've kind of been looking at all of these ideas and concepts, and I've been inviting people to the class, I've been asking, hey, class, what would you like to be? Can you show me? What else? What comes up next? What else? What else? And it's so funny, all of these little things show up that are super unexpected, like talking to you now. I mean, I've been so curious, who would like to come to this class? Who is looking for the information here? Is there any information that can support or assist people to create what they're seeking?
Well, that brings me to actually wrapping up our interview because it went by in like 5 seconds. You know, it's not really 8 minutes. It's also 5 seconds. So, and for those people listening, maybe if they missed the class or if they could do the class, how can they find you and how can they keep learning from you in the future?
Well, my website is my name.
Okay.
MonicaMataGilliam.com.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. And so you can look on my website and there are all sorts of offerings and classes and past classes. And I do sessions and I travel to teach classes. I am excited to be invited into people's worlds. So just reach out and awesome. I will get in touch. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book, the that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.